Melanie, as a decision was made to open this year's market, what did you do to prepare and maybe get some guidance from health officials about what you should do in this brave new world we're in?
We opened our market on May 9th, so we've been open for almost a full 2 months now. And we did do a lot of work on the front end to find out what other markets around the country were doing, what our state regulations were going to be, what our local health department wanted of us. And we were in communication with both city staff and health department staff probably from mid-March, through our opening. And then we are still continuing conversations with them about any changes that we want to make.
So having that information, what changes did you put into place for this year's market?
So major changes at our market are that we have blocked off the two north entrances so that we can keep all entrance and exit points at the south end of the market, which is along 8th Street. We also have either a hand washing station or hand sanitizer available for the public, and we are asking everybody to please use that when they come in or leave the market. We are also following City of Durango guidelines and requesting that all of our customers have a face covering. Face coverings are mandatory for all of our vendors and have been since the very beginning of the market before the City of Durango's face covering mandate. All of our vendors are spaced 6 feet or more apart from each other, which means that we've had to expand the total footprint of our market. So we are now occupying all four parking lots in the TBK Bank parking lot.
Farmers markets are often cash-only transactions. What are you doing to make that a little bit safer?
We are requesting folks to try to do less cash. We have not prevented any cash payments at the market, but we do encourage touchless payment methods. We are also encouraging all of our vendors to utilize the internet as much as possible to create web pages, social media pages, offer online ordering for our customers. In some cases, our vendors have expanded to offer in-town delivery and pickup. My concern is not so much that commerce happens Saturdays between 8 and noon. The focus of the market is to get our local citizens connected with our local agriculture.
The Durango Farmers Market can get pretty crowded, especially around mid-morning or so. What are you doing to keep people physically distanced, but also giving them an opportunity to shop?
We have been keeping headcounts of our customers at the market. And comparatively this year with last year, our headcount is down. So I think people are being really sensible about, in previous years, maybe they've brought the whole family down. And this year, maybe they're sending one or two representatives from each household. So we have not had a lot of crowding lately. I do walk the market frequently. And if it does seem like there's crowding, I might mention that to folks. We do announce over our speaker system that we are encouraging social distancing. And for the most part, the feedback that I'm getting from our customers is they do feel that it's spacious. They do feel that it's an open environment. They feel a lot less crowded at our market than our local grocery stores.
Melanie, most vendors at a farmer's market are also small business owners, and they'd followed this traditional model of selling their items at the Saturday market or the Thursday evening market or whatever. And now in the age of the virus, they're having to kind of shift and make their items available throughout the entire week using e-commerce, building websites where people can order produce directly from the farmers and possibly even get it delivered on Wednesday morning instead of waiting for the Saturday market. Do you think that that will become a viable way for many farmers market vendors and farmers, in fact, to stay viable in this new age we live in?
I think that's absolutely correct. I have had a number of vendors tell me that their home deliveries have increased or they added more CSA options that have already sold out. There has been a new website called Southwest Producers that was organized by Mike Nolan, who is also a very strong agricultural producer in town. And it's kind of a clearinghouse for local farmers and ranchers in the Four Corners. There's no actual commerce that happens on that page, but it's a way for the family farm to let people know that they're there and then for customers to be able to go to that website and then find their farms.
And I just checked that web address. It's southwestproducers.org. Melanie, farmers markets are more than just a place to buy, say, produce. They're also, in many ways, and for many people, community gathering spaces. Many people see friends just once a week at the Saturday market and spend a little time catching up. So how do you balance safety with the community aspect of a market and the fact that it is part of the community spirit?
I would say that farmers markets have in the past and now more than ever respond to community needs. So in the past, we have functioned as a community gathering place. We have offered live music. We have offered community information booths. This year, that does not need to be the focus. We need to not focus on community gathering. So we have let go of some of those non-food offerings at our market in order to tailor our market more to the current community needs, which I feel is absolutely valid, and it is at the heart of what a farmer's market is. We are trying to get local food, local agriculture to our local population. In the past, we've had the ability to expand our role as a farmer's market into the community gathering place aspects. And this year, we just need to pull back on that a little bit. We will come back to that when it is safe to do so and when our customers feel ready to enjoy those options also. But until that time comes, we're still able to provide our basic core mission, which is getting local food to our local population.
Melanie, thanks for taking some time today to talk to us about the Saturday Durango Farmers Market and what you're doing to keep people safe this year at the market.
Absolutely. It's a lot of good stuff. So thank you so much for being interested.
That's Melanie McKinney-Gonzalez, market manager for the Durango Farmers Market. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.